This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. You've heard me say, if you've been around weekdaymeditation.com very long, that I believe meditation is one of the spiritual disciplines that genuinely can not only bring us joy, not only can help us deal with stress in our life, but is also one of those tools that allows us to move forward as we walk in the perfect light of God. How do we walk more with Him and less on our own so that we stumble less and succeed more? Well, I really do believe that one of the things and one of the keys to us being able to find and experience and hang on to real joy is to recognize that joy is not a feeling. We can feel joy, but it's not necessarily there that we feel. It is there that we know. And there's a difference in our emotions and what we know to be true. My emotions can run rampant. One of the things that has come alongside real joy in my life is worship. True, genuine, authentic worship that feels so organic that it's like me and God are in the same room and we're chatting about the same things. And when I sense that, when I feel that, I find myself overwhelmed at the goodness of God. And so I want to offer a few thoughts today, and we deal with this particular five-day package as we talk about joy and meditation, that praise is the offering of a thankful heart among God's people in His faithful gathering. I mean, how cool is it to know that God, our Creator, hears everything we ask for and everything we offer? And it's really wonderful. Out of His goodness, He lifts us up and sets us on solid ground so that we might stand victoriously. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 109:21, "But you, sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake out of the goodness of your love." I find that just beautiful. But the phrase, "but you, sovereign Lord," is a declaration. It is an offering of worship. And you know, nothing ever slips past God. I mean, the eyes of God are everywhere, according to Proverbs 15:3. He knows all these things. So for us to take this time of meditation and to step into His life and in His world and into His arms and to sit on His lap is to recognize with great beauty that we may be hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed, we are not perplexed, but we don't have to be in despair either. He formed us and fashioned us. He created us and loves us. And because of this, we can have real joy. John wrote in his 15th chapter, and I find this just one of the most beautiful passages. He says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy might be complete." Come on. This is good stuff. That Jesus offers us a complete joy, not one of those things where, okay, I felt good for a minute. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you shouldn't buy the new car because you don't need the debt, but you buy the new car and the new car smell is awesome until about 3 weeks in and your kid leaves like his half-eaten chicken nuggets in the back and it's 92 degrees and you aren't in your car over the weekend and you get back in it on Monday morning and it's like, whoa, you know what? All of a sudden the new car smell is gone. You still got the payment. I think often we want to make joy a feeling, and I believe the scriptures tell us that joy is found in what we are focusing on, whatever it is that we lie ahead of us, whatever it is that we point our focus on. This is what I believe the Lord grants us joy in. And so today, I want to invite you into a time of quietude and meditation. And let's start with a few deep breaths. You ready? Force that air out when you release that breath as if you were pushing stress and frustration, and just step away from what the world and the noise that clamors for so much of your attention, step away for that for just a moment and take another breath. Force it out. Force it all out. Let's take one more. And when you do, let your shoulders slump and your facial muscles just come at ease and find a place where it's comfortable for you. Yeah. Psalm 109 says, "But deal well with me, O Sovereign Lord, for the sake of your own reputation. Rescue me, because you are so faithful and good." Would you tell the Lord right now two things that you recognize in your life that you're grateful for because he is so good? Lord, I am so grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And now, bring before the Lord someone in your life. Bring before someone that needs the Lord to step in and do something in their life that you can't do for them, but God could, and he might even choose to use you, but would you bring that need before the Lord right now? Yeah, would you stop right now and think about two things that in this week you would say, or maybe even this day, or even in the next hour, God, here are two things that would you step in my life and would you work on these two things, maybe deliver something or to deliver you from something? And what are those two things that you bring before the Lord right now? And now in the quietude and knowing it is just you and just the Lord and you have hopped up into his lap, speak to him knowing he's a good, good father and ask him to deliver into your life this day joy, that whatever your mind may be focused on, that you may be able to say, "Lord, would you deal well with me and rescue me because you are so faithful and good." And now I invite you to join me. We're going to take 75 seconds today for you to simply hear from the Lord and be able to let him prompt you and guide you into a time where you know he is leading your focus away from joy being some hunt that is unattainable to a focus where it's so much more than a feeling. I'll be back in 75 seconds. And we're back, and thank you. I pray that that's been a special time for you each day when we stop and let you just have a moment to hear from the Lord. I can promise you, friend, he will speak to you. He will direct you. He will bring you peace, and he will deliver joy. Remember what Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy." And then listen to this. Yes, your joy will overflow. My friend, today, let your joy overflow. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.